paragraph A. V'alkein Rosh Hashanah le'ilonos hu b'chodesh Shvat. Now you'll understand also why the new year for trees is Shvat, the month of Shvat. There are two opinions, if I recall, in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the first mini Rosh Hashanah. One opinion is that it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The other opinion is that it's Tu B'Shvat, on the 15th of Shvat. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if I recall. Ki Shvat hu achodesh ho ashtei esrei. Shvat is the 11th month of the year. If we start from Nisan, Shvat is the 11th month of the year. Ve'oz hoyil Moshe be'er es ha-Torah. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu initiated an explanation of the Torah. It says in Chumash Dvorim, K'moshe Kosuv, Vayhi barboim shana ba'ashtei osar chodesh be'echod la'chodesh. It was on the 40th year from when the Jews left Egypt. In the 11th month, on the first of the month, hoyil Moshe be'er es ha-Torah azois. Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah, and to review the Torah with Klal Yisrael, Mishneh Torah. Ki Moshe Omaroz Toichocho Yisrael, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu first started reprimanding the Jewish people. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Eile Hadvorim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. This is the opening line in Chumash Dvorim. It says, these are the words which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people. Upirish Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, Shehim Divrei Toichocha, that these were words of reprimand. Ki Hizkir Shom Kol HaAvoinois Shel Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned, he reviewed all the sins that the Jews had done throughout their career. How did he review it? He didn't mention the actual sin, he mentioned the locations, the places. Bamidbar, Bo'arova, Moel Suf, Bein Poron, or Bein Toifel, as it says over there. Ukishe Moshe, Hoychiach es Yisroel, Hoyomoirer es Hakoil, Hamashke es Hagan. When Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded the Jews, he turned on that special coil, that sweet coil, that music, those 10 types of song, which nourished the garden. Shaideze kol ha'avoinois malin reach toiv, which causes our sins to give forth a good, sweet aroma. Shaideze daiko yecholim ha'ichiach. And when that happens, when a tzaddik is able to bring forth a sweet aroma from the sins, that tzaddik is qualified to reprimand. That's the right kind of reprimand. That's the reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the beginning of that chapter in the Kutimran. V'ato mayofo afnoim hasmichus shenismach ha-toichocho shel Moshe le'melchemes oig melech ha-boshon. Rav Nosson says, now you're going to understand how it fits so perfectly, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's reprimand to the Jewish people is written right next to where the Torah mentions the battle that the Jews had against Oig, the king of Boshan. K'moshe Kosuv Shom, as it says over there in the opening lines of Chumash Dvorim, Eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe el bnei Yisrael, bamidbor bo'arova mo'el suva, and then it says the next pasuk begins, right after Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in wiping out Oig and Sichoin. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter of Likut Imran, at the end of the chapter, he brings in the whole discussion about battling Oig Melech HaBoshon. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that how do we defeat Oig Melech HaBoshon? Through this coil. Through these 10 types of song. Shal yodoi daiko yecholen lo hichiach es Yisrael. When a tzaddik is zeichet to this coil, this gives him the ability to reprimand the Jews properly. Bebchinas hatoichocha shel Moshe, like the reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu, kemavur shom heitei b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very clearly over there in Likut Imran. Shekol inyonei maimer hanal, towards the end of the chapter, Rabbeinu Zal shows how everything he speaks about in that chapter in Likutei Moran is included in the battle that Moshe Rabbeinu had against Oig Melech HaBoshan. V'al kein lo yohoyo Moshe yochoy lo yichiyach es Yisrael ad shehechniyah v'horag es Oig. And this is why we find that Moshe Rabbeinu did not reprimand the Jews until he first succeeded in defeating Oig Melech HaBoshan. She'oz zocho l'koil hanal hamashke sagan. Because it was when he succeeded in defeating Oig, that's when he was worthy. That's when he received this special koil, this special ability to speak in such a way, to reprimand in such a way, where the reprimand only has positive effects. Shaydei ze daiko yecholon l'chiyach es Yisrael, that enables the person to reprimand the Jews, to remind them of their sins, bebechinas bamidbor b'arova, as it says over there, kol hanal nistaknin kol ha'avoinois, because when a person is zeichet to that coil, all the sins can be repaired, umalin reach toiv, and the sins actually end up giving off a good smell. They're turned around into mitzvahs. They're turned around into zchuyos. Bebechinas nirdi nosan reichoy kemavur b'manal. As Rabbeinu Zal shows there, that pasuk can tell him nirdi, that from our sins nosan reichoy, it ended up being turned around and giving off a good smell. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says there. Eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Dibur is always harsh, referring to Teichocha. Bamidbar, and he starts listing off the locations. Bamidbar, here's where you did one sin. Here's where you did a different sin. Hainu Teichocha. This is the reprimand. And when did he do this? Acharei hakoisoi. After he defeated Oig Melech HaBoshan. By defeating Oig Melech HaBoshan, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu acquired the qualities and the qualifications that he needed to be able to reprimand the Jews in a good way. By defeating Oig, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to this special voice, which can bring forth a good smell, a positive smell, even from all the different types of sins. And when a person has that kind of coil, then he's really qualified to reprimand. Then his reprimand will only bring positive, good results. Vayhi, and that's why the pasuk continues over there. Vayhi bi ashte osar chodesh. When did all of this take place? In the 11th month. Dahainu b'shvat shehu rosh hashanah leilanos. That's the new year for trees. Ki milchemes oig, because the battle against oig. Dahainu lahachnia hasitrachra sheyon kameadas, which means to defeat, to bring about the downfall of the sitrachra that was able to draw from the Das and the Rachmonis, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, that Oig had a connection with Avraham Avinu. Oig was the messenger who went to tell Avraham Avinu that his nephew Loit had been captured by the four kings, etc. It says there, Vayovoy Hapolit, and the Gemara says that was Oig Melech HaBoshan. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that because Oig had done a service for Avraham Avinu, could be that he's going to be very, Moshe Rabbeinu will not be able to succeed in killing him and wiping him out. Because Oig had the ability to draw from Avraham Avinu, who is Chesed, who is Das, which is really the Rachmonis, which is tied into the Das. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, that when the Sitrachra succeeds in drawing from the Das, in drawing from the Rachmonis, then you need a tzaddik who can give forth a tefillah bebechinas din. You need a balkoyach, somebody very powerful. That gives us the ability to remove from the sitrachra, from the klipa, all of their life, all of their sustenance, v'nas and gerim. And actually we pull out the insides of the Sitra Achra in the form of converts. Shaydeze zoichin lekoil hanal. And that's how a person is zoiche, when a person succeeds in defeating the Sitra Achra in that way, that's how he's zoiche to this special koil, shal yodoi gedelin kol harechois, which is what nourishes all of these sweet smells. It brings life, it injects life into these rechois. When was this? In the 11th month. V'ze b'chinas achadosor samamon ektoiris. This is tied into the 11 spices of the ktoiris. She'al yodom mevararin kol hanitzutzois hakdusha min aklipois. The Zohar Kodesh teaches us that by bringing the ktoiris, this helps us extract from the Sitra Achra all the sparks of Kedusha that are found within the Sitra Achra that can be taken out. Ki birur ha-kedusha min aklipois, al yedei achad asar samon ektoiris, because the ability to extract from the klipois via the 11 spices of the ktoiris, ze bechinas ma shemoitzin ha-chiyus min aklipo, al yedei atfilo bebechinas din shel bal koyach. This corresponds exactly with the great tzaddik's ability through his tefillah bebechinas din to also, where it gets lodged in the throat as sitra achra ends up vomiting up and giving back, returning sparks of kedusha that the sitra achra had swallowed up. Ki hakedusha hu la'olam bechinas asora, because holiness is always referred to as 10. You can't recite anything of real holiness. You can't have a Torah reading. You can't say Kaddish or Kedusha unless you have at least 10 people. Whereas the nourishment for the klipois comes from 11, the number 11, as is known.